Tapes and Scouts, a podcast where two friends review every single movie they watch.
Movies, movies, movies.
Movies, 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 movies.
Movies.
We got them.
We have the movies?
Quattro.
Quattro movies?
Quattro movies.
Oh, wow. It's funny you say quattro.
Dos doses.
Dos doses?
Dos doses.
You're doing some Spanish.
Si.
Wow. You know, I don't know a lot of Spanish. I only know what my wife yells at me, and I really don't even know that.
It was on the podcast.
Yeah. But speaking of Spanish, my first movie, I'm going to go right into it.
Yeah.
Features a Spanish superhero.
Whoa.
Wow.
Spanish superhero.
A Spanish superhero.
Who could it be?
Why, it could be anybody. from 2023, I watched Blue Beetle.
Oh, Blue Beetle.
Yes.
Yeah, Cobra Kai.
Cobra Kai.
Yeah.
So I watched this on November 22nd, 2023.
Uh-huh.
It's 2 hours and 7 minutes.
Okay.
Does not need to be. Genre, action, adventure, sci-fi, directed by Angel Manuel Soto, starring Zolo Maridueña, Bruna Marquez. And Becky G. Hey, wife, help me. Here, just yell that out. It's in Spanish. What are these names? Right here.
Oh, so you gotta read your hand.
Yeah, yeah.
It's extra tough.
What is that? What is that? Hold on. What is that? What is that? What is that? What?
Solo Maridueña. Bruna Marquise.
Wow. I was close.
No, you were not.
Shut up. I was close. Thanks, dear. IMDb movie summary. An alien scarab chooses Jaime Reyes to be its symbiotic host, bestowing the recent college graduate with a suit of armor that's capable of extraordinary powers, forever changing his destiny as he becomes the superhero known as the Blue Beetle.
The Blue Beetle.
The Blue Beetle. This movie's okay.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, it's all right. It's okay. It does a lot of things good and then does a lot of things bad is kind of how I feel. It when it does something right, I'm like, yes, thank you. Thank you. This is great. There's a lot of jokes about like all the white people call him Jamie. Okay. Cracks me the hell up.
Right.
He's like, it's Jaime, and he has to say it constantly. George Lopez is in this.
Yep. He plays like his uncle or something, right?
He's like his uncle, and he is one of the weirder characters. Like, you have to really stretch your imagination to make his character work.
Okay.
And it kind of bugs me. His character's fine if it was just toned down.
Okay.
He's very, like, anti-government, anti-everything. Everybody's out to get you. Everybody's out to get the Spanish people. And it's like, he's just very, like, I don't know, he's gadgety, and he's building things, and his car turns into, I don't know.
Transformer?
It's a tow truck that's, like, fast. I was like,
that's
none
mater.
Of this. It's a tomater.
Okay.
I don't know what that is in Spanish. El tomatoe, I believe, is how the locals say it.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, I just like watching my wife cringe.
That's why she doesn't listen to this podcast.
I don't blame her. No one does. Hi, Jared. No, people listen. And we love all of you. Well, not all of you.
Hi, Jared.
Hi, Jared. We love you. You follow your heart. But this is okay. It has really cool moments. The suit is cool. The effects are cool.
Isn't the scarab like smuggled out of the building in like a fast food container?
Yes.
That's fucking wild to me.
Yeah, that is what happens. I honestly, that wasn't the worst part. Like, I was like, they made it make sense.
This defense, like this highly sophisticated piece of defense technology is smuggled out in a fast food container. That one got me.
Yeah. It's weird. They do reference the old Blue Beetle being Ted Kord.
That's cool.
Who is missing. His daughter is involved and helps Jaime try to figure out what's going on.
Makes sense.
Susan Sarandon plays like
bad guy,
the
right?
bad guy. And she's okay, but when she goes for like mustache twirly kind of levels, it's a little bad. I'm like, Susan Sarandon, what are you doing?
You don't need to do that.
You don't need to do any of this. You're perfect. Stop. But she doesn't. The villain, one of the villains, there's a lot going on. She's really the villain. But as far as the physical villain, if you don't know, I'll tell you who it is.
Cool.
It's OMAC.
Oh,
they're doing
cool.
The OMAC thing, which is cool because that ties into Infinite Crisis, which was a big Blue Beetle story in the books, which is where Jaime becomes Blue Beetle and Ted Kord stops being Blue Beetle. But they rope everything in, but it's very paint by numbers.
Sounds right.
You know, there's a moment where George Lopez gets to fly the little Beetle ship, and I'm like, he shouldn't know what he's doing.
Right.
And he knows way too well how to do everything. Some of the family members get a bit of business, and I'm just like, oh God, what are you doing?
It's Shazam again.
It is. It's like, oh, the grandmom used to be like a revolutionary, and she's going to shoot a Gatling gun or some bullshit. And I'm like, oh my God, if she just like was a revolutionary and had opinions, that'd be so much better than her, like, all right, let's lock and load. I'm like, her arm should be falling to the ground out of her socket. She should be crying in pain like I am watching this part of the movie. The last half of this movie really gets you, and it's, I don't know. I wanted this to be so good, and it was pretty good.
I've heard it was pretty good.
And I still think it's serviceable, but the things that are bad are so glaringly bad.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So we'll get to the numbers now. IMDb gave it a 6.0. Rotten Tomato critics, 272 critics, 78%.
It's not bad.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That's pretty wild. The audience, 2,500 plus, 91%.
Wow.
That is pure bullshit. No way. Absolutely not. I mean, I will say, like, if that's like a lot of Spanish audience voting, like, hey, we have a cool Spanish superhero, you do. He is cool. It's the rest of the movie that's the problem.
Yeah.
He is fine.
Yep.
Like, if he shows up in a Justice League movie or something, I'll be stoked.
And I think he's a really good actor. Like I said, he does well on Cobra Kai and everything. I want to see him do more, and it's a shame they put him in this movie that came out at a time when DC was in transition, so it just kind of felt like they're like...
It meant nothing.
We have it here, we're just going to throw it out on the Batgirl, where we're just going to shelve it.
Right. Who knows? Maybe that was the right decision.
I don't know.
We may never know.
Only James Gunn will know, I guess.
Oh, I like James Gunn. We'll see. We'll see if something can happen there. The wife and I have scores. The wife's is slightly lower than mine. She gave it a 6 out of 10. I gave it a 6.5, largely off of just the good parts of the movie are very good.
That's fair.
Yeah. So what you got, fool?
I have this movie from 2002. It is called Treasure Planet.
Oh, a whole planet?
Planet of Treasure.
It's a lot of digging.
It is. Mm. Watch this on December 6, 2023. It's 1 hour and 35 minutes. It's an adventure sci-fi directed by John Musker and Ron Clements, starring Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Emma Thompson, and Brian Murray.
Nice.
Your summary for this one: Jim Hawkins is a teenager who finds the map of a great treasure hidden by a space pirate. Together with some friends, he sets off on a large spaceship shaped like a caravel? Interesting. Is it like a ice cream cake? On his quest.
It's Fudgy the Whale.
Ah.
Nice. Space whale.
It looks like an old-timey pirate ship.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So this is a Disney film. Came out in 2002. Mm-hmm. And it's a weird one for Disney. It was definitely like a technology has started to really open itself up and make it available to companies like Disney. So there's a lot of like cool camera moving through space like it shouldn't, right? Because normally animation is see-through cell on top of a background that moves.
Right.
But this actually can push through that, which is pretty wild. And they take advantage of it. Like, and it's visually really cool.
Nice.
It's really different, though, because there are no musical numbers whatsoever in this movie.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what else came out at this time. Like, they were trying to compete with, like, not Shrek, probably, but, like, there were other weird animated things that kept popping up.
El Dorado.
El Dorado's a good one, yeah.
Came out, like, at this time, and there was it Titan A.E.?
Right. So there was a bunch of different space adventure and just adventure in general.
Yeah.
And I think they were just trying to get in on that.
Yeah, this was the era of, like, Disney doing Atlantis.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And this kind of came out, and it's like, there is one musical montage in this movie, but none of the characters sing it, so it's not a musical number, it's just a montage while him and John Silver like hang out and buddy up. It's like it's different in that feel, like it's normally like Disney movies are usually rife with musical numbers, right? There's like an I Want song, and then it goes into like, you know what I mean, introducing various characters and going on an adventure, and this is, it fits the notion of going on an adventure, and it's obviously Treasure Island
being somebody's guest,
and exactly. It's so different in that regard, but it has a smooth pace and it goes through the movie. You know what I mean? Kind of hits on every notion that you need to from Treasure Island. So if you remember Treasure Island, you're like, oh, I remember that. I know it's going to happen.
I remember what the Muppets told me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, I mean, few things are as good as Muppet Treasure Island.
True.
So it was a cool twist on the classic, but on the whole, it was like pretty good. Nothing that like knocked my socks off. I enjoyed it though. Like it was fun. It kept me interested the whole time. I wasn't bored. So I think, you know what I mean, for this kind of movie, pretty good.
Yeah, no, that's very cool.
IMDb gives this a 7.2 out of 10.
Okay.
Rotten Tomatoes critics, 150 of them, give this the second best score possible. Audience, 50,000 plus, give it 72%. Sorry, that is a 69%.
Nice.
And I give it a 7.0 out of 10.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I like that.
Yeah, not bad. Got very JGL. Cool. What do you got? I mean, how bad could it be?
How bad could it be? I agree. Well, I got another movie. And unintentionally, there is a theme between my two movies.
Cool.
And it's bugs.
Bugs.
Bugs. Bugs. Bugs. Bugs. Bugs. folks. This is Minuscule Valley of the Lost Ants.
I see.
Which is also known as Minuscule La Vallée des Fromages Perdus.
Did you say throw the French word for cheese in there?
Yes.
Okay.
Perdouet?
Fromage.
Omelette du fromage. This is from 2015. This is a French animated movie. Didn't know that. Didn't know it's based off of a show. It's a series of shorts. So each episode averages probably 5 minutes or so.
Okay.
And it's just bugs that don't talk doing adventures.
Kind of that's cool.
Right. So watch this on the 25th of November, 2023. Your IMDb minutes, hour 29.
Okay.
Genre action animation adventure, directed by Helen Gerard and Thomas Szabo, starring Holly J. Barnett, Jack Blessing, and Rachel Crane. Your IMDb movie summary. Somewhere in the forest, a stranded ladybug joins forces with a squad of black ants to retrieve a tin box of delicious sugar cubes. Good lord, that's cubes. To the hive. A battalion of fierce red ants has already set their sights on the loot. Who shall prevail?
I don't know.
Who shall?
Who shall?
I like a good question in my description.
A good sugar cube.
You do you? Just like a whole sugar cube right in your mouth?
Oh, sure.
Can you like pop it off a spoon at a distance kind of thing?
Oh, no, no.
No.
I did make a pyramid out of sugar cubes, though, for a class project.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you get an A?
I don't remember.
Well, if you didn't.
But it was fun. If you could not lick it because they were glued together.
Shouldn't lick
it. I guess shouldn't is the key word.
Yeah, no, I'd have licked it. But I have a problem. Anyways, this movie has no words at all.
That's pretty wild.
There is a couple of humans in the beginning. They are on a picnic. It's a husband and wife, you assume. And she is pregnant and her water breaks. So I think they grumble a little bit and then they hurry up and try to get her to the hospital. So they leave their entire picnic in the woods. And that's where the ants and the ladybug and everybody starts taking the loot. And this is pretty much a war movie from that point forward.
Wow.
Which is not what I expected at all.
Huh.
I didn't know there wasn't going to be words. There's cool sound effects to replace it. Just such a weird movie, but again, finding out later that it's like, oh, these are shorts normally. These are very short kind of things. And there are a couple different movies actually for this series. I think there's three of them.
Wow.
I thought this was pretty successful, but it is kind of like, man, this probably should be shorts.
Sure.
But the animation's cool. It's CGI, but it's kind of fun. The human characters in the beginning looked real. And I just like the interaction of the different kinds of bugs. And it just, I don't know, it was just kind of fun. The ladybug is like kind of beat up. It loses a wing at a point. And it's like, I'll help the ants. And the ants are just like straight up war, like people dying left and right.
Wow.
It's so, like, you don't feel anything. You're like, oh, it's ants, whatever. But like, this is actually like a pretty epic war movie that we're watching.
Huh.
It's pretty interesting, but there's only so much I can say about it. It's an interesting experience is what I will say.
That's cool.
And it's worth a watch. Maybe the shorts would be better. I'm going to imagine they are. The shorts are probably really good.
Right.
But as far as this movie, I think it's fine. Something different.
It surprised you, yeah.
It definitely surprised me. I was like, no motherfucker's going to talk at all? No, no sergeant going to, sergeant ant? No,
they don't
nothing.
Talk. They're ants.
They don't. They sure don't. I do like that the red ants were just dicks. That was pretty fun.
That is cool.
They're just assholes. Because they try to like pay a toll and they give them some of the sugar cubes and stuff. And they're just like, yeah, no problem. And then they just fuck them up.
Wow.
I'm like, yeah, it's war. I got it. So that's about it. IMDb give it a 7.1 out of 10. The critics, only 10 of them give it 90%.
Okay.
The audience, 250 plus, give it 71%, so that's the same. The wife gave it a 5.5. She was like, ah, too fucking long. She's kind of right. I gave it a 6 out of 10.
Fair enough.
Yep. It was all right.
Yeah.
It was all right.
It's all right.
It's all right.
You know what's better than all right?
Ooh, what's better than all right?
1986.
Oh, that's the best year of the 80s.
That's the best year of the 80s.
Oh, my goodness.
I watched The Great Mouse Detective.
Ooh, now this is good.
Yeah.
Isn't this Dan's favorite Disney?
This is Dan's favorite
How do I
Disney
know that?
Animated film.
Dan, get out of my damn head.
Watch this on December 7th, 2023. It is 1 hour and 14 minutes long. Mm-hmm. It's a mystery adventure directed by Bernie Mattson, John Musker, Ron Clements, and David Michener.
I really wanted to be Bernie Mac, and I knew in my head that can't possibly be true, but now I want that.
Starring Barry Ingram, Vincent Price, and Suzanne Polacek. I think that's right.
That's right, yeah. Vincent Price is the bad guy?
Vincent Price is the bad guy, Radigan, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't remember that, but that's great. That looks like a Vincent Price character, the way he's animated.
That's great. Your summary for this one, Basil, the rodent Sherlock Holmes, investigates the kidnapping of a toy maker and uncovers its link to his arch enemy, Professor Radigan.
Ah, oh, Radigan.
Radigan.
Damn you, Radigan.
Yeah. This movie has an absolutely stacked voice cast. Obviously, the character Basil paying homage to Basil Rathbone, who played Sherlock in a lot of the British black and white versions of Sherlock. They do make like a nod to Sherlock Holmes existing in this universe.
That's fun.
So like everything is just this mouse adjacent version. Like there's songs in here. This feels like a Disney film this time. Like there's everything going on. It's pretty fun, pretty exciting. I like when they do the like anthropomorphic animals, so you get like humanoid versions of something so that they can speak and it's not too off-putting immediately.
Right.
So that works pretty well here with the like people-like mice in this one. It makes them obviously a lot more compelling than just normal-ass ants, probably.
Normal-ass ants. Normal-ass not as compelling. Ants.
Yeah. So it makes it a little bit more emotionally driven, but it's a lot of fun. Basil is kind of like hit-or-miss good detective. Like he's very observant, but he kind of sucks at being a detective and relies on the Watson character and the little girl to help him kind of frequently.
Little girls just know how to solve an adventure.
Yeah.
They're plucky.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
They are. And it's pretty neat, though. Like, everything's a lot of fun. It never takes itself too seriously, but it sets up the payoff. Like, the setup and the payoffs at the end, the clock tower scene and everything are really good. And there's a lot of stakes, and it carries a lot of weight. You don't know which way it's going to go. You know it's a Disney movie. Things are generally going to be okay. But
right. It
was still pretty cool to see. The plot's a little thin. Radigan's, like, concept of making an automaton version of the mouse queen is, like, a little, like, that's your big scheme. And you're like supposed to be like the super genius, but it's Vincent Price, so all is forgiven because
absolutely
it's Vincent Price
for sure.
It's a lot of fun. Your score for this one, 7.1 out of 10, says IMDb.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Rotten Tomato critics, 25 critics, 76%.
Ooh.
Audience of 50,000 plus.
Plus.
Went back and I think did Dan a service here at 79%.
It was just Dan.
It was Dan 50,000 times.
I think
so. It would have been higher if it was just Dan.
That's true.
One naysayer gets on there. One.
Dan would find that person.
He would. And I am coming in very close to the mark on this one at a 7.5 out of 10. It's a really, really fun watch.
Yeah, I haven't watched that one in forever, but that feels right to
That's
me.
That's how I was. It was exactly the same for me. And it's been added to Lorcana. So we've been trying to go and watch all the Disney stuff that comes out as Lorcana cards.
Sure.
That is a lot of what you will see will be, if you hear a Disney movie coming from me, be like, oh, it must be a Lorcana card. So Emperor's New Groove, Treasure Planet, Great Mouse Detective, Lorcana cards.
That's really cool. I wouldn't think some of these would be rushed into Lorcana.
Yeah.
But
they're really super thoughtful about, like, they're going back old school and they're doing a lot of contemporary stuff redesigned to be in that 2D classic animation style. So
it's pretty awesome.
Yeah. They could just be cash grabbing. They're not. So good on them.
Good for you,
woo-hoo.
Disney's.